Four Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver here at the Portside Fieldhouse. Eric Catterly is our studio producer at the radio station, WPGW-FM at 100.9 on your FM dial. And Neil Spencer is the producer here for FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight. Also, some of you are watching maybe on the National Federation TV broadcast. Fort Recovery and Sonia tonight, we're about set to go. Got some definitely negative news for Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp, who hurt her shoulder in the St. Henry game a couple of weeks ago, is out for the year. She is going to have surgery on a torn ligament and is not going to return. So definite negative for the Indians, so we'll just have to do without her. We have Sage Luthold, Cameron Mollenkamp, starting in place of her sister Kennedy. Also, we've got Carly Niekamp out there. And here's the tip. It goes to Ansonia up and in to start the game. Scoring right off the bat is Bailey Schmidt for Ansonia. Fort Recovery with the ball. Also in the lineup is McKenna Hillskamp for Fort Recovery. And Fort Recovery just turned it over. And let's see, who else am I missing? Somebody else, I think, out there. That might be it for Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell is there, of course. And got a violation on Ansonia, so Fort Recovery gets the ball back. It's 2-0, Fort Recovery trailing here in the first quarter, brought to you by Calp Pharmacy. Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Burn, Indiana, and Union City, Indiana, your Health Mart Pharmacy. Fort Recovery brings it up against the press. It has trouble, but they get it across the timeline. Carly Niekamp goes down low. Sage Luthold tries to shoot it. It's blocked. Looked like that was London Reichert on the block. And Sonia has the basketball back, leading 2-0. Here's a drive to the hoop. It's up no good, and a foul's called on Fort Recovery as Brenna Schmidt making a drive to the basket. So she will be at the line for two shots. Carly Niekamp picks up the personal foul. That is her first foul of the evening. Don't forget, Cal Pharmacy has a weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Just ask a friendly Cal Pharmacy pharmacist how to sign up for their weekly prescription program. This one's no good as well. Missed two of them. Second one was way off the mark, way short, didn't even hit any metal. And the Indians, once again, being pressed full court. And Sonia knocked it away. Olivia Krager able to knock it away. Fort Recovery gets it back, though, out of bounds. Into Callie Wendell. Carly Niekamp back over to Callie Wendell. She'll fire down court to Cameron Mollenkamp, intercepted by Ansonia. Press causing Fort Recovery some problems here tonight. Shot from the corner is up and no good by Bailey Schmidt. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery. Racing down is Callie Wendell, and she's fouled on the play by Olivia Krager. Number one on Olivia. Don't forget, Cal Pharmacy has their wonderful Handicap Medical Equipment Center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. If you need Handicap Medical Equipment Center, if you need Handicap Medical Equipment, that's the place to go, their Handicap Medical Equipment Center. Cal Pharmacy in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. Ball's knocked out of bounds. Fort Recovery will have the ball. Callie Wendell will toss it in. Comes to Cameron Mollenkamp outside to Sage Wendell. There's Callie on the right wing. Once again, we're playing without Kennedy Mollenkamp tonight for the fort, and she is lost for the year due to an injury suffered in the St. Henry game a couple of weeks ago. Callie Wendell will come down, stop, feeds back out to McKenna Hillskamp. Carly Niekamp with the ball. There's a foul called on Ansonia. That's whistled on Brenna Schmidt.
That was on, and so it is Brenna
Schmidt. Number one on Brenna. We'll be back here on Thursday when Fort Recovery will host Delphi St. John's. We invite you to tune in for the conference game on Thursday night here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Pass inside is thrown away, a little too high, and Ansonia picks up the basketball. Brenna Schmidt with the ball. She's wearing a knee brace on her right leg. Underneath it goes, and there they say she dribbled out of bounds. So Brenna Schmidt dribbles out of bounds underneath, and Fort Recovery has the ball. Turnover on the Lady Tigers. Score is 2-0. Ansonia in the lead here. Across the timeline goes Carly Niekamp, right side to McKenna Hillscamp, fires it up, no good, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. We'll have three free throws coming. That foul is going to be called on Bailey Schmidt. Pretty small crowd here tonight at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Up and good by McKenna. She will have one more. Ansonia 6-6 on the year. And this one's up and good. It's tied at 2-2. Fort Recovery is 2-8 on the season. And this could give the Indians the lead. Three free throws here for McKenna, and she got all three of them. The freshman converts, and the Indians lead 3-2. Down comes Ansonia with the basketball. Gabby Leeper out front, passes it off. Here's the pass over on the right side to Rose Bargie. Back out top. On the left, the drive inside, and it's a foul on Fort Recovery. Is trying to drive in underneath the basket was Olivia Krager, and she was fouled. It'll be out of bounds, not a shooting foul. The new foul rule, when you commit your fifth foul in a quarter, the opposing team gets to shoot two free throws. There's no more one-and-ones like there used to be. Whoops. Somehow Ansonia kept possession there. Here's a shot up, no good, underneath. Knocked out of bounds. Who's going to get it? Ansonia. Gabby Leeper will toss it in on her own baseline. Pass comes on the left side. Bailey Schmidt with it, and there is a foul called on Fort Recovery. It's going to be whistled on Callie Wendell. We were not supposed to be here tonight for the radio because Jay County was scheduled to play in a conference tournament tonight, but Jay County drew the bye in the tournament, so they're not playing until Friday, which that opened up this night for us to do a Fort Recovery game. Free throw's no good by Bailey Schmidt. She'll have one more. So that's why we're here tonight. One more for Bailey. Bounces the ball, puts it up. It's good. Again, we'll be back here Thursday with the Delphi St. John's game. We are not doing any of the boys' games this weekend. I think there's just one on Friday with Delphi St. John's. Shots up, no good. Rebound, Sage Luthold back up, and no good, Sage Luthold. And she is going to be fouled, and they're going to say it was in the act of shooting. So Sage will go to the line for two shots. Indians and the Tigers are tied at 3-3. First free throw is good, giving the Indians the lead. Now 4-3. Coming in the lineup for Ansonia is Olivia Schmidtmeyer, and going out is Irene Tatador. Irene's a foreign exchange student. Second free throw is good by Sage Luthold. It's 5-3. Out front with the basketball. Bailey Schmidt over on the right. Down in along the lane, and a foul is called on the Indians. I think they're going to whistle Sage Luthold, I guess. At the line will be London Reichertz. And timeout is called on the court. Timeout on the court. The score of the Indians leading 5-3 over the Ansonia Tigers. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kaup of Kaup Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. January is National Bath Safety Month, and now is a perfect time to learn more about what we can do to take precautions in one of the most dangerous, frequently visited rooms in the house. Let our experienced customer service specialists at Kaup Pharmacy assist you or your loved ones with product suggestions for a bathroom to increase safety, comfort, convenience, and livability for everyone. The Kaup Pharmacy showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Back at the Fortside Fieldhouse on this Tuesday night, the ninth day of January here in 2024. At the line for Ansonia, London Reichert, and she hits the free throw. She will have one more. Puts it up, and it's good again. Reichert, only a freshman, hits both free throws, and that ties the game at 5-5. There's a ball stolen by Rose Bargy. Ansonia with the ball. And they threw it away. McKenna Hillscamp intercepts the pass over to Callie Wendell. 4:30 to go in the Kaup Pharmacy first quarter. McKenna Hillscamp with the basketball out front. Kaup Pharmacy, a friendly Health Mart pharmacy here in Fort Recovery. Sophie Guggenbiller almost lost the ball. Back out to Callie Wendell. Fires and no good. Rebound comes down to Ansonia. Sophie had to miss the game last week at Versailles because of illness. We were without two of our starters last week, Kennedy Mollenkamp and Sophie. And now, as I told you a moment ago, Kennedy is lost for the year with a shoulder injury. Inside and now back outside, now underneath. Good. Olivia Schmidtmeyer hits the basket. And I believe that was Rose Bargy who had the assist. And there's a foul called on Ansonia on London Reichert. Number one on Lunda, and that is the fifth foul. So going to the free throw line will be Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell will step up there. Callie's a pretty decent free throw shooter. Bounces the basketball. Eyes and flies and, oh, in and out. No good. She will have one more coming. Sophie Guggenbiller leaves. Carly Niekamp comes back in. One more for Callie. It's up and good. Cameron Mollenkamp came back in, and Sophie Guggenbiller again left the game. 7-6 now. 1-point lead for Ansonia. And inside and out of bounds. Who's going to get it? They say it went off of St. Luthold. .325 remaining here in the Kaup Pharmacy first quarter. And the ball stolen by Sage Luthold. Nice job. And she has the ball knocked out of her hands. And she is fouled on the play. So it'll be two free throws coming for Sage Luthold. As Reichert commits another foul. London Reichert reaching in. So we march down to the other end. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians tonight from Dr. Kim Vormore and all the staff at the Vormore Family Dentistry Office on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Dr. Vormore's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hartz. Good luck, Lady Indians, from Dr. Kim Vormore at Vormore Family Dentistry. Dr. Vormore would love to be your family's dentist. Sage Luthold at the line. She converts both free throws. She is 4 out of 4 at the line tonight. That gives the Indians a lead at 8-7. With the ball out here front is Rose Bargy. She will pass on the left to Brenna Schmidt. Now back on the right side it goes. A drive underneath. And she tried to pass down in the corner. And it's tipped out of bounds by McKenna Hillscamp. McKenna usually plays JV, and she did not play any JV tonight. Fort Recovery's junior varsity only played two quarters tonight and lost to Ansonia 27-19. JV team was led by Sophie Guggenbiller with 6 and Bryn Willman with 6 points. Now there's a foul on Callie Wendell. They say she was reaching in on Ansonia's Brenna Schmidt. So that will be two free throws coming for Schmidt. He is so far 0-for-2 at the line tonight. She's a senior on this squad. There's only two seniors on the team. This one is no good. The other senior is Bailey Schmidt. One more for Brenna Schmidt. Up and no good again. She's 0-for-4 at the line tonight. Carly Niekamp comes down with a rebound. Down she comes in the lane, stops, and fires it up and in. Official might have missed a step there, but that's the way it goes sometimes. And Ansonia with the basketball. Down around the right side. Out top. In along the lane. Shots fired up and no good. Rebound comes down to Carly Niekamp on the missed shot by Olivia Schmidtmeyer. Here comes Callie Wendell down on the right side to McKenna Hillskin. Pretty fast-paced game going on here right now. McKenna dribbling back outside to Callie Wendell. Around the horn, over on the left to Carly Niekamp. Drives in the lane, scoops it up, and missed it off the glass. Rebound Luthold, lost the ball. Picked up by McKenna Hillskamp. Down to 2 minutes left to go in the first quarter of play. Again, brought to you by Cal Pharmacy. Don't forget the Cal Pharmacy location here in Fort Recovery is open extra hours, Monday through Thursday till 7, and Fridays till 6. And there's Carly Niekamp getting the ball stripped away from her. Turnover, Lady Indians. And Sonia with the basketball. 1:40 to go here in the first quarter. Back out top. Three-point shot is off the rim. No good by Brenna Schmidt. Rebound, Fort Recovery. Here comes McKenna. Can't get the shot to go down. Rebound, Carly. Back to McKenna. She'll fire again. Good. And they're going to say it's a three-point shot. McKenna Hillskamp with 6 points now on the evening, leading the Indians in scoring. And it's 13-7, Fort Recovery with the six-point lead. Here's a pass over on the left side. Dribbling the ball, losing it, picking it up is Carly Niekamp. Niekamp down to Callie Wendell. Comes down the middle, stops. Over to Sage Luthold, will fire and hit. Sage Luthold hits a long two, and the Indians now lead 15-7. This game started out very close. In fact, it looked like Ansonia might be kind of in control as they were using a press to rile up the Lady Indians. There's a shot missed down to Callie Wendell. Here she comes. And a foul's called on Ansonia on Bailey Schmidt. So Callie will go to the free throw line with two shots. Callie steps up there. Fort Recovery is where we're at tonight. Fort Recovery and Ansonia. High school girls basketball. Fort Recovery leads 15-7. 26 seconds remaining first quarter, and this one's good. She will have one more. ...16-7 score now. Callie bounces the ball, puts it up, and it's good again. Here comes Sophie Guggenbiller in the lineup, and Callie Wendell will take a rest. She does have two fouls. 26 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. Indians lead by 10, 17-10, or 17-7, I should say. That is the biggest lead of the game for the Indians, 17-7. And Sonia with the ball over on the right side, and they threw it away. Gabby Leeper tried to hit Lydia Hahn with a pass, and it was thrown out of bounds. Hahn played quite a bit in the by Brenna Schmidt at the buzzer's no good, and that's the end of the quarter. After one quarter of play, it's the Ansonia Tigers trailing Fort Recovery 17-7, Indians up by 10 points. Thanks to Cal Pharmacy for being our very fine first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget, Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Bern, Indiana, Union City, Indiana, your Health Mart Pharmacy, Cal Pharmacy.
What would you do if a fire severely damaged your home? Hi, I'm Ted Romer with Fort Recovery Insurance. The question you really have to ask is, what would your insurance company do? As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I can tell you that we will be there for you from day one. You won't be dealing with an out-of-town agent over the phone, but with us, your neighbor. And that would apply to any damage to your home, big or small. That's our promise. Visit us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School Basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry Office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
Second quarter being brought to you on the scoreboard by your friends at K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49, the south edge of Fort Recovery. Depend on K&L to be your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer. Ansonia with the ball to start the second quarter. Shot, long shot is no good from the right side by Lydia Hahn. Fort Recovery comes down with a rebound. The Indians lead by 10, 17-7. Over to Cameron Mollenkamp. Callie Wendell with the ball now. Left side to Carly Niekamp. Niekamp way outside. Passing off to McKenna Hillskamp. Now with the ball is Callie Wendell. Passing to McKenna. Underneath to Carly Niekamp. Spins, puts it up and got it. Nice move. And gives her 4 points on the night. And we've got over and back called on Ansonia. That was a careless, unforced turnover there for Ansonia. So Indians have the ball about midcourt. Carly Niekamp with the basketball. She will feed over to McKenna Hillskamp across the timeline. Now over to Carly Niekamp, cross-court pass to Callie Wendell, and there's recovery with the basketball. Callie Wendell to Carly Niekamp, back to Callie. Callie dribbling, handing over to McKenna Hillskamp. Hillskamp back out front. Spins, drives down the lane, puts it up, no good, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. Nice move by McKenna. Had the open lane, but just couldn't get the ball high enough to go in the basket. But she is fouled on the play. Hahn is called for the foul. Lydia Hahn, and to the line goes McKenna Hillskamp. It's no good. She was perfect from the free throw line until that. She was 3 out of 3 prior to that shot. She will have one more here. Fort Recovery hosting the Ansonia Tigers tonight here at the Fortsite Fieldhouse. This one's up and good. So for McKenna, she has 7 points, leading the Lady Indians in scoring this evening. Next in line is Sage Leuthold with 6. And Sonia with the ball out front. Right side. In the lane, losing the ball. And Sage Leuthold picked it up as Lydia Hahn lost the basketball. Here's Carly Niekamp. Good. Long 2-point shot for Carly Niekamp. And the Fort Recovery coach, Connor Custenborder, has seen enough. So we'll be back with more in a moment as timeout is called here. We'll be back with more after we pause for this from K&L Tractor Sales and Service.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L is your source for Salford BBI spreaders, the toughest, most accurate spreaders available. Spread chicken litter and lime up to 60 feet with the Endurance, designed especially for the poultry growers, or spread fertilizer up to 120 feet with the Magna Spread. Whatever your application goals.
So the Lady Indians will be on defense here, and Sonia will put the ball in play. No pressure for Fort Recovery, just playing half-court defense right now. In fact, Ansonia has gone back to that as well, even after Ansonia started the game with a press, and really we're having some success with it, but not going to it right now. Here's a shot up and off the mark, no good. Rebound, Sage Leuthold. on the missed shot by Brenna Schmidt. Indians with the ball. McKenna Hillscamp double teamed. It's knocked loose. And we got a held ball called. It's going to go to Fort Recovery. Carly DeCamp will toss it in here. Carly DeCamp into Callie Wendell, over to McKenna Hill, back to Wendell, back to Hillscamp. She feeds cross court to Sage Luthold, back outside to Callie, back to Sage. She's open, fires, and hits. Sage Luthold having a great game with 8 points on the night now. Four free throws and 2 two-point baskets, and it's 24-7. Lady Indians leading by 17 points here. And Carly DeCamp just stole it away on an inside pass. Here's Callie Wendell coming down, stopping. Feeds over to McKenna, back outside to Cameron Mullenkamp in the lane. Over to Sage Luthold, back outside to Carly. Carly to Callie Wendell. Callie dribbles the ball, right side to Carly DeCamp. Now with it is Cameron Mullenkamp. Out to the top of the key, feeds on the left to McKenna Hillscamp. Watch out, McKenna. McKenna looked over to her coach for a moment, and Sony almost stole the ball from her. And there's Carly DeCamp hitting a long two-point basket. 8 points for Carly DeCamp now, and she's tied with Sage Luthold to lead the team with 8 points apiece. And it's 26-7. Inside for Ansonia. Ball is loose. And jump ball is called. Boy, the way this game started, the first three, 4 minutes, I would have said that Fort Recovery would never have a lead like this, 26-7. But Ansonia just has not been able to score against the Fort Recovery defense here. Ansonia comes in with a record of 6-6 on the year. Fort Recovery is 2-8. There's a shot fired up. No good. Rebound comes to Carly DeCamp on the missed basket by Olivia Krager. Here's Callie Wendell. Left side, wide open, McKenna Hillscamp. It's good. Three-point basket. McKenna Hillscamp hits a three. That gives her a total of 10 on the night. And timeout, Ansonia again. 4:15 to go in the quarter. We'll be back.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Now the score. I wonder if that should be 30-7. I guess not. 29-7, Lady Indians up by 22 points. Official talking with the coach of Ansonia, Connor Custenborder. Kind of an unusual name. C-U-S-T-E-N-B-O-R-D-E-R. Ansonia with the basketball. Long three-point shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Fort Recovery, and they throw it out of bounds. Fort Recovery's Bryn Willman in the game now. Tried to pass to a teammate and threw it away. So Ansonia gets the ball back here. Here comes the inbounds pass. Comes into Brenna Schmidt. Back on the right side it goes to Olivia Krager. Cross-court pass over to Gabby Leeper. Leeper goes top of the key to Brenna Schmidt. She passes off. Right side, back left. Here's Leeper firing, hitting.
Leeper
connects with a three-point shot. Her first basket of the evening, and it's 29-10. And ends up by 19 points. Callie Wendell over to McKenna Hillscamp. Back out to Callie. On the left to Carly DeCamp. Back out to Callie between the circles. She'll pass on the right to McKenna Hillscamp. 3:20 to go in the game. Here on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer. Here's Wilman up, no good. Rebound comes to Ansonia. See the Great Plains Turbo Max, a vertical tillage tool for all seasons, available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Shot is up and no good by London Reichert in Fort Recovery. Came down with a rebound. Carly Niekamp over to Callie Wendell. Wendell across the timeline. Works her way to the right side. Hands it off to Sophia Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller comes down, puts it up no good. And out of bounds off of Guggenbiller. Biansonia's basketball. Once again, we'll be back here on Thursday. Just a couple of days away when Fort Recovery will host the Delphus St. John's Lady Blue Jays. That will also be a two-quarter B game night that night because of a lack of players. So the varsity will be starting around 6:45 on Thursday night. We'll be here to call the action on the radio and on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Right side it goes. Shots fired up. No good by Leeper. Got her own rebound. Missed the follow-up shot. Rebound back up and in by London Reichert. Reichert scoring. 4 points for her now. Indians come down and throw it away. Intercepted by Reichert, and there's a foul called on Fort Recovery. I think they're going to nail McKenna Hillscamp with that. Yep. It's only number one on McKenna, so she is in no problems tonight. Tossing it in here for the Lady Tigers will be Olivia Krager. Fort Recovery already owning a victory over the Ansonia boys this year, hoping to do the same here with the Ansonia girls tonight, and they're off to a great start. Scores 29-12. Inside, up, no good. Partially blocked by Sage Luthold. Fort Recovery comes down with the basketball. McKenna Hillscamp underneath, tries to pass it off. Ball's loose. Who's going to get it? They say it went off of Fort Recovery out of bounds. So Ansonia will put it in play. Fort Recovery drops back, playing half-court defense. Leeper with the basketball across the timeline, works her way to the left, gives over to Rose Bargie. Now there's Brenna Schmidt with it. Brenna Schmidt will pass back to Bargie on the left wing. Cross-court pass comes over to Leeper. Down in the corner to Olivia Krager, fires a shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Bargie. She will pass it off, but it's up for grabs. Who's going to get it? And they're going to call a foul on Ansonia. Foul was whistled on Olivia Krager. No free throws yet. We're on the Ansonia end of the court. Now Ansonia goes back to their press, which they were very successful with in the early going. Cameron Mullenkamp will put it in play into Callie Wendell. Down to McKenna Hillscamp. Down the left side to Sophie Guggenbiller. Sophie tried to hit Sage Luthold inside, and the pass was knocked out of bounds by Ansonia's Olivia Schmidtmeyer. So Fort Recovery will put the ball in play. Cameron Mullenkamp will toss it in. Into McKenna Hillscamp between the circles. Dribbles left. Back right. Gives over to Callie Wendell. Wendell comes down to the left wing. Brings it back out top. Dribbling the ball over to McKenna Hillscamp. And lost it out of bounds. McKenna just looked away from the ball. Unforced turnover there and lost it out of bounds. 57 seconds remaining in the first half on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter scoreboard. For outstanding service for all of your farm machinery and lawn and garden equipment, see your friends at K&L Tractor Sales and Service. State Route 49, south edge of Fort Recovery. Shots up and no good by Ansonia. Rebound Fort Recovery. Down comes McKenna Hillscamp, up and good. Having a great game, McKenna, with 12 points in the first half. And Ansonia has the basketball, 35 seconds remaining. Stolen by Sophie Guggenbiller. Sophie comes down, puts it up, missed it. Rebound Ansonia, but they lost it out of bounds. It'll be Fort Recovery's basketball. That went through the fingertips of Olivia Krager and out of bounds, so the Indians get the ball. Callie Wendell looking for a teammate. goes into McKenna Hill's camp. Outside now to Sage Luthold, and she threw it away. Knocked away and stolen by Rose Bargy. In the lane, shots up no good by Olivia Krager, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. Olivia will be at the line with two shots. Leading 31-12 at the end of one half of play here over the Ansonia Lady Tigers. At the first quarter, 17-7, Indians on top at halftime, 31-12. We'll be back in a moment.
6 years ago, I started on the line just like anybody else. I liked what I did, and I decided I wanted to learn as much as I could.
At Cooper Farms, we know that our team members are the key to our success.
I received a lot of training, and it just developed me into a leader that I am today, and they provided that all for me. I got promoted as supervisor. 2 years after that, I became the manager.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery sells and services Case IH and Kubota farm equipment. We back up everything we sell and other brands of farm equipment. And that's where you come in. We need diesel technicians, combine and harvest technicians, and equipment set up. At Hull Brothers, we'll give you very competitive pay, great benefits, and paid training. Starting pay is based on experience. You ought to consider joining the Hull Brothers team in Fort Recovery, serving the area's farmers since 1896.
Back here at the Forsyth Fieldhouse. Score at halftime is 31-12. The Indians with a big lead over Ansonia at this point. Ansonia 6-6 on the year. Fort Recovery 2-8. But Fort Recovery's league is a much different league than Ansonia. And Fort Recovery playing a very, very difficult schedule, making their record 2-8. In the B game, it only went two quarters, and Ansonia won that 27-19. It was tied at 18-18 late in the second quarter. And then Ansonia went on a run and outscored Fort Recovery at the end by a 9-1 margin to win the game by 8, 27-19. Fort Recovery was led in scoring in the junior varsity game by Sophia Guggenbiller with 6. Bryn Willman had 6. 3 for Cameron Mullenkamp. 2 for Caden Sieber, and 2 for Ivy Toby. And Sonia was led in the junior varsity game by Lydia Hahn with 8. Alexis Moody had 7. Olivia Schmidtmeyer with 5. Sophia Altman had 6. And Kylie Caldwell with 2. Again, the junior varsity score, 27-19, and Sonia winning. We'll be back with the varsity scoring right after this.
Hi, this is Amanda Seegers with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risks of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside the fort. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 419-375-4181.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadeau from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. see more and do more in the new 300 series skid steer loader or track loader from New Holland. Its industry-leading 360-degree visibility is something to truly see. With its reverse camera and 8-inch multifunction LCD display, super boom lift technology, and rock-solid stability and redesigned controls, you'll work with greater speed, safety, and precision. Maximum productivity starts with clear view. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
We thank K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Your New Holland and Foss Farm Equipment dealer, K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Scoring in the varsity game here at halftime for Fort Recovery, Carly Niekamp. Now let's start with McKenna Hillscamp first. McKenna Hillscamp leading the team with 12 points. She has two threes, a two-point basket, and is 4 out of 5 at the free throw line for 12 points for McKenna Hillscamp, only a freshman. Thank goodness for McKenna's scoring kind of picking up. Again, if you didn't hear our announcement earlier, Kennedy Mollenkamp is lost for the year. She suffered a shoulder injury in the St. Henry game a couple of weeks ago and tore a ligament and has to have surgery, and she will be out for a long time. 8 points for Sage Luthold and Carly Niekamp. Carly had 4 two-point baskets for her 8 points. Sage Luthold had 2 two-point baskets and was 4 out of 4 at the free throw line for 8. Callie Wendell had 3 points on 3 free throws in the contest. I think she was 3 out of 6 in the game. Bryn Willman stepped up there a couple of times at the free throw line and did not convert a free throw. Again, 12 for McKenna Hillscamp. 8 for Carly Niekamp, 8 for Sage Luthold, 3 for Callie Wendell. For the Ansonia Lady Tigers, they are led by Sophia Altman with 6 points here at halftime. Take that back. That was in the junior varsity game. Let's try this again. We have London Reichert with 4 points on 2 out of 2 at the line and 1 two-point basket. Bailey Smith with 3 points on a two-point goal and 1 out of 2 at the free throw line. Brenna Schmidt's been up there 4 times at the free throw line, has not been able to convert yet. Olivia Krager is 0-for-2 from the line. And Gabby Leeper has 3 points on a three-point goal, and that is basically it for the Lady Tigers. Once again, 4 points for London Reichert's, 3 points for Bailey Smith, 3 points for Gabby Leeper, and that's it for the Lady Tigers. 12 points here at halftime. We'll be back with the start of the second quarter coming your way in a moment. Again, Thursday, we'll be back here with the Delphi St. John's Lady Blue Jays entering the Fortside Fieldhouse to take on the Lady Indians in a MAC conference game. Once again, we do remind you that's also only a two-quarter junior varsity game, so the varsity will play about 6:45 on Thursday night. Stay tuned. Third quarter brought to you by Cooper Farms coming up.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Calp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. We are offering flu, pneumonia, shingles, COVID-19 vaccines, as well as the new RSV vaccine. Calp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances, and accepts cash and credit cards. So to schedule your vaccine appointment, call your local Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana. HealthMart, taking the time to listen and care.
Rob Weaver back here at the Forsyth Fieldhouse. You're listening to WPGW FM 100.9 on the FM dial. 31-12, Lady Indians on top here at the end of the first half of play over Ansonia. Game certainly didn't start out that way as Ansonia was pressing full court and causing the Indians a lot of problems. And Fort Recovery turning the ball over several times and not scoring. And Ansonia had the lead there early on, but not now. Trailing by a bunch. 19 points, 31-12 is the score. See who's going to be starting for the Lady Indians here in the second half. I'm going to go back maybe to the original starters. And let me see. I think that's the case. Yep, going to go back to the original starters now for Fort Recovery. It's going to be McKenna Hillscamp, Callie Wendell, Cameron Mullenkamp, Sage Luthold, and Carly Niekamp. Carly Niekamp tosses it into Callie Wendell. Wendell across the timeline. Dribbling out front. Hands off to Cameron Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp goes left. Feeds to McKenna Hillscamp. McKenna brings it out top. Dribbling to the right. Over to Carly Niekamp. Now to Callie Wendell. Cross-court pass. Three-point shot by McKenna Hillscamp's no good. Rebound comes to Ansonia. Wrestling the ball away from Callie Wendell was Olivia Krager. Now there's going to be a foul called on Fort Recovery. It's on Cameron Mullenkamp. So Ansonia will put it in play underneath their own basket. Again, they don't shoot any free throws until we commit five fouls. And Sonia calls timeout to save possession. 7:28 left in the third quarter, brought to you by Cooper Farms. We'll be back.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
31-12, Lady Indians leading here in the second half of play, just starting the third quarter. Again, brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms. Don't forget to... Cooper Farms offers a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. And they'd love to buy your corn. If you want to sell your corn, call Cooper Farms at 800-637-7161. That's 800-637-7161. And remember, they also have a great lineup of job opportunities at their many Cooper Farms locations. Just go to cooperfarms.com/join our team. cooperfarms.com/join our team. So here we go with Ansonia putting the ball back in play. Pass comes in to Reichert, puts it up and in. London Reichert scoring to get her sixth point of the evening. And makes a score 31-14. Indians with the ball. Here's McKenna Hillscamp back out to Callie Wendell. Sets on a three and got it. Callie Wendell drills a three. We got an injured Ansonia player. And I cannot see which player it is. Looks like she got popped in the face. I'm going to be checking her out. So timeout on the court. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadeau from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. We're introducing the new Kinze 5000 Series electric drive row unit. Purposely designed for planting at any speed up to 12 miles per hour, it is sleek styled and equipped with features optimized for electric drive meters and the demands of high-speed planting. And all operations from meters to closing wheels, traction control to down pressure, are controlled with industry-leading Kinze Blues Vantage display. To learn more about the 5000 Series electric drive unit, contact K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery.
Gabby Leeper was the player who was injured. She got popped in the mouth, it looked like. She walks off on her own power. So I think she's going to be okay. I would guess we'll see her back in there. Third quarter, Cooper Farm scoreboard, 34-14, Indians by 20. Here come the Lady Tigers of Ansonia. Down across the timeline, over on the right it goes. Back on the right to Bailey Schmidt. She passes off, ball's loose. Out of bounds, who touched it last? Ansonia did. Fort Recovery will get the basketball. Just underway here in the third quarter, 6:55 left to go. Here comes the inbounds pass from Carly Niekamp. And stolen by Ansonia up and in. Rose Bargy on the steal gets her first basket of the night. That makes it 34-16. Underneath is Callie Wendell. She scores on a layup. Callie Wendell gets a layup for the Lady Indians. Gives her a total of 8 points on the evening now. And there's Carly Niekamp. Steps in front of a pass and steals it away. Down comes Carly. Goes all the way, lost the ball. Right side to Sage Luthold. Here's Callie Wendell on a three. Doesn't go. Rebound comes down to Ansonia. I got no qualms at all about Callie Wendell taking those three-point shots. That's her shot. She was open. Just couldn't get it to go down. Ansonia underneath, up no good. Callie Wendell gets the rebound on the missed shot by Bailey Schmidt. They're going to call a held ball. Okay. Held ball is called, so it'll go to Ansonia on the alternating possession. Here comes the inbounds pass. Right side, back in the middle. Shots up and no good by Reichert. Rebound comes down to Ansonia, to Olivia Krager. Here's a shot fired up, short. No good by Bailey Schmidt. Out of bounds off of Ansonia. Fort Recovery will get the basketball. ...36-16 the score. There's a pass to Carly Niekamp, to McKenna Hillscamp. Callie Wendell has it, center circle. Top of the key, three-point shot doesn't go. Rebound, Carly Niekamp up no good, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. Carly will have two shots coming here. She has 8 points on the night already, all in the first half. Foul was called on London Reichert, her third personal foul. And again, Carly Niekamp at the free throw line in the Cooper Farms third quarter. It's good. 9 points for Carly now. Third quarter scoreboard brought to you by Cooper Farms. They're located in Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Coldwater, Rossburg, Ohio, and many other area communities. Cooper Farms. Second free throw is good by Carly. It's now 38-16. Indians by 22. Right side it goes to Rose Bargy back out top. Reichert with the ball on the left. Back out top to Brenna Schmidt, back on the left wing. Shots fired up, no good. And it is Sage Luthold who came down with a rebound. Sage will pass over to Callie Wendell. To Niekamp, back out to Wendell. Wendell directs traffic. Hands off to McKenna Hillscamp. McKenna hasn't taken a shot in a while, and she lost the ball, but got it back. Out to Carly Niekamp. Right side, there is Cameron Mullenkamp, comes charging in, missed the shot, Rebound goes to Callie Wendell. Left corner to Cameron Mollenkamp, and there's a foul called on Ansonia. That is on London Reichert. I think that's her fourth. Yep.
Fouls on Ansonia Bailey-Schmidt, her fourth, team second.
Correction, they called that on Bailey Schmidt. Bailey Schmidt gets called for the foul. That's her fourth, not Reichert's. Sage Luthold over here goes to Cameron Mollenkamp, back outside to Niekamp, fires, misses. Rebound down to Ansonia, to Gabby Leeper. Leeper down on the right side to Reichert. Reichert dribbles towards the baseline, back outside to Leeper. Leeper will fire it up and miss. Rebound comes to Reichert. Dribbles the ball, stops, double teams, passes it off. Out to Leeper. Around the horn, over on the right to Bargy. Three-point shot is no good. Rebound up, no good by Ansonia. Ball's on the deck. We've got ourselves a held ball. 3:58 remaining here in the third quarter of play on the Cooper Farms scoreboard. Indians with the ball in the alternating possession. Carly Niekamp to Callie Wendell. Now to Niekamp, back to Wendell. Callie Wendell comes charging down in the corner to McKenna Hills Camp. Carly Niekamp, top of the key. Pops the shot. Ooh, off the mark, no good. Good shot, wouldn't go. A little too flat. Rebound comes to Ansonia. Leeper brings it down. Over on the left it goes to Lydia Hahn. Back out to Leeper. Gabby Leeper feeds to the free throw line. Back on the left. There's a shot fired up. No good from about 12 feet away by Olivia Krager, but Ansonia got the rebound. Leeper puts it up. No good. Rebound, Carly Niekamp, and a foul is going to be called. No, they're going to say Carly stepped on the baseline. Carly Niekamp stepping on the baseline out of bounds. It'll be given to Ansonia underneath the Ansonia basket. Once again, check out all the job opportunities available at Cooper Farms. Go to cooperfarms.com/join our team. Lots of great employment opportunities. cooperfarms.com/join our team. Here we go with the inbounds pass coming to Ansonia. Shots up, no good. Rebound chased down by McKenna Hillscamp on the missed shot by Brenna Schmidt. Hillscamp comes down over to Callie Wendell. Three-point shot is no good. Rebound, says Luthold, is no good. Rebound comes to Ansonia. And a collision between Ansonia and Michaela McKenna Hillscamp, and they're going to call McKenna with the foul. Still 38-16, 22-point lead for the Indians. Not much scoring going on here. Cy Potcotter over there in the first row. I think he said a couple of comments to the official. Good comments. They were smiling. Down comes Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell stole it away. Sage Luthold back out to Wendell. Here's McKenna Hills Camp. Dribbles to the left. Sophia Guggenbiller has it now, and she has the ball stripped away from her, stolen by Gabby Leeper. Down comes Leeper all the way, scores, and she's fouled, and she'll be at the line for one free throw. Gabby Leeper converts for 5 points for her now. Sophie Guggenbiller picks up the foul. Bryn Willman will come in, and Guggenbiller will go out. At the line again is Gabby Leeper with one free throw coming here. 2:30 to go in the third quarter on the Cooper Farms scoreboard. It's good. Three-point play the old-fashioned way for Gabby Leeper. Indians have the ball. Here's Callie Wendell coming down, and a foul is going to be called on Lydia Hahn as she bumped up against Callie. Indians have it out of bounds across the way. Pass comes in to Callie Wendell across the timeline. Dribbles her way to the right side. Gives off to Carly Niekamp in the lane. Passing on the left corner to Sage Luthold. A little short on the three-point shot. Rebound comes down to Ansonia. Olivia Schmidtmeyer got the rebound, and now Ansonia throws it away. Given out of bounds to the Lady Indians. 2:06 remaining here in the third quarter of play. 38-19 is the score. Indians leading, double the score on Ansonia. Callie Wendell will bring it up across the timeline. Moose down to the lane and passing on the left. McKenna Hillscamp, who's wide open. She misses the shot. Rebound comes to Gabby Leeper. Usually McKenna makes them pay when they leave her that wide open. But and here's the ball deflected, I think, by Carly Niekamp. Indians have the ball. McKenna Hillscamp on the left to Carly Niekamp. Down to a minute 36 left to go in the third quarter of play on the Cooper Farm scoreboard. McKenna Hillscamp in the lane. Tries to scoop it up. It's blocked. Carly Niekamp got the rebound. Puts it up. No good. Won't go down. Rebound comes down to Reichertz of Ansonia. London Reichertz. 38-19. Indians on top here in this non-conference game. Shots fired up. Missed by Brenna Schmidt. Indians have the rebound. Here's McKenna Hillscamp. Down up and missed. Ball's out of bounds off of Ansonia, they say. I think we might have got a break on that one. Tyler Deitch is the head coach of Fort Recovery in his first year here. Callie Wendell will put the ball in play. Comes inside. Sage turns, fires. Oh, it just won't go in. Rebound Ansonia. Chasing down the ball was Gabby Leeper. She hands it off to Brenna Schmidt. Schmidt across the timeline, right side to Gabby Leeper. Leeper goes on the right wing over there to Olivia Krager. Now back on the left to Bargie. She'll pop the shot and goes in. Rose Bargie gets her second basket of the night with 34 seconds left in the third quarter. It's now 38-21. McKenna Hillscamp with the ball across the timeline. Back outside to Callie Wendell. Open from three. Yes. Callie Wendell gets her second three of the night. That makes it 41-21. Inside, Bargie scoops it up. Missed the shot. Rebound, Bargie. Back outside it goes to Brenna Schmidt. She'll drive and fire and miss. Indians with the basketball. 4 seconds left in the quarter. Indians on their way to their third victory of the year. They're 2-8 on the season. Inbounds pass comes in. There's a long shot by Callie Wendell. No good, and that's the end of the quarter. 41 for the Indians, 21 for Ansonia. Fort Recovery ended up with 10 points in the quarter. Ansonia had a total of nine points in the quarter. Indians now lead by 20 points after three. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Stick around. We'll be back with the fourth quarter of play brought to you by Hall Brothers coming up in just a moment.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I know what you're thinking. You don't want to come home from work shaking your head wondering, is this all there is? Well, Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery is your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, and we need technicians and mechanics for our service department. Are you technically inclined and enjoy working on farm equipment? Well, give us a call. Hull Brothers has very competitive pay and great benefits, and we'll pay you while we train you. Experienced technicians are preferred, but that's not required. Call us today or apply online and join the Hull Brothers team.
Thanks to Amy Potcotter, Fort Recovery Athletic Director. She's always very helpful to us. Gives us all the opponents' rosters and everything like that so we can do the game for you. Right side, Reichert with the ball for Ansonia. Here's a shot from the wing. No good. Rebound comes down. Up and no good by Olivia Krager. Rebound Fort Recovery. Hillscamp to Callie Wendell. Three-point shot is no good. Rebound comes back to Ansonia. Down come the Lady Tigers. Back up and in. Rose Bargy scoring, giving her 6 points on the night. That makes it 41-23. Sage Luthold being attacked over there. Timeout's going to be called by Tyler Deitch of the Indians, as Sage was in a pickle over there, double-teamed and couldn't get out of it. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. The chills, headaches, and stuffy noses, when cold and flu strike, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy. We have a wide selection of over-the-counter cold and flu treatments, as well as vitamins and supplements to offer relief. If you are taking a prescription, our pharmacist can also let you know which treatments are right for you. So stop in at Kalp Pharmacy today in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Fort Recovery Band, directed by Reed Knuth, here tonight, entertaining the fans in the stands. See Trevor Heitkamp down there, one of the horn players. Boy, he is very good. He's good at whatever he does, I'll tell you. Great kid. Okay, Indians with the ball. McKenna Hillskamp with it here. She will drive down, feeds over on the right side. Sophia Guggenbiller back outside it goes to Carly Niekamp. Out to McKenna. Wants to shoot, can't find the opening. Right side to Sophie Guggenbiller. Circles in the lane. Dumps it over here to Willman. And now Cameron Mullenkamp outside to McKenna Hillskamp. Holding the ball is Carly Niekamp. She will dribble left, pop the shot, no good, a little bit off. Rebound Ansonia, here they come. Reichert brings it down, stops, fires, misses. She's fouled by Carly Niekamp. So going to the line will be London Reichert. She unofficially is 2 out of 2 at the line so far tonight. She's only a freshman, on the Ansonia roster. Free throws up, and it is good. This is their combined JV varsity roster, and she's the only freshman out of all the players on this roster. Got this one, too. That gives her a total of 8 points on the evening for the freshman. Carly Niekamp in trouble on the press. Over to Hillskamp, and now it's Hillskamp tried to find Sophie Guggenbiller down there, and Ansonia tips it out of bounds, so Fort Recovery will still have it in front of their own bench. 6:14 remaining here in the Hall Brothers fourth quarter scoreboard. Hall Brothers Incorporated, your Case IH and Kubota dealer, your fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget, for all your farm machinery parts and service, it's Hall Brothers Incorporated in Fort Recovery. Here's Carly Niekamp, right side, comes in, puts it up, got it. Carly Niekamp now with a total of 12 points on the night. Here's Ansonia up, no good. Rebound, Bargy, she's going to be tied up. So, Fort Recovery gets the ball in the alternating possession. Carly Niekamp in to Callie Wendell. Back to Carly. Fort Recovery pressing, or I should say Ansonia pressing full court here, causing the Indians some problems. Out front with it is Callie Wendell. 43-25, 18-point lead for the Lady Indians in the fourth quarter of play. Carly Niekamp bombs and misses. Rebound comes to Callie Wendell. She falls down, gets the pass off to McKenna Hillskamp. Underneath the Sage Luthold, she scores. Sage Luthold with a basket, and give McKenna an assist. 45-25 now. Here's a shot from the left side. Three-pointers good by Rose Bargy. It gives her 9 points on the evening. Down comes Fort Recovery. Shots fired up, no good. Rebound comes down. Cameron Mullenkamp ended up with that, and she passes back outside. Here's McKenna Hillskamp over to Callie Wendell. Now with the ball is Cameron Mollenkamp, tipped by Ansonia, but McKenna got it back. Left to Mollenkamp. Here's Carly Niekamp on the right to Callie Wendell. Callie dribbling, goes down to the baseline, comes back out again. Still dribbling, Callie Wendell gives it off to Carly Niekamp. Free throw line, pops the shot, and got it. Carly Niekamp now with a total of 14 points tonight. Left side shot over to Callie Wendell. Threw it away. And Sonia with the ball. Bargie stole it and put it up and in. Rose Bargie scoring. That gives her a total of 11 points now. Timeout on the court. 3:58 to go in the game. It's 47-29. Lady Indians with a comfortable lead here in the Hall Brothers fourth quarter.
Hull Brothers and Ford Recovery sells and services Case IH and Kubota farm equipment. We back up everything we sell and other brands of farm equipment. And that's where you come in. We need diesel technicians, combine and harvest technicians, and equipment set up. At Hull Brothers, we'll give you very competitive pay, great benefits, and paid training. Starting pay is based on experience. You ought to consider joining the Hull Brothers team in Ford Recovery, serving the area's farmers since 1896.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
It's fourth quarter of action being brought to you by your Case IH and Kubota dealer here in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Hall Brothers Incorporated, they've been in business for way over 100 years, located at the east edge of Fort Recovery on State Route 119. Fort Recovery with the ball. Again, full court press for Ansonia. Niekamp, right side to McKenna Hills. Camp drives down, lays it up, and got it. She had her eye on the basket, and in she goes. So it's now 49-29. And shot is up and good by Ansonia. Krager scoring on the play. Her first basket. 49-31. Down to Sage Luthold. Underneath to Callie Wendell. Misses the shot, but she's fouled in the act of shooting. Callie will be at the line for two free throws. Callie's been a little inconsistent at the free throw line tonight. She's 3 out of 6. Unofficially on my books. Here's one for Callie. Got it. Here's Callie. Total now of 12 points. She only had 3 at the half, so she's had a nice second half of play. One more is up and good again. Ansonia brings it up the court. Down to Bargie. Under the baseline. Fell down. Got it off, though. Shot fired up. Missed. Rebound comes to Callie Wendell. On the missed basket by Bailey Schmidt. Left side it goes to McKinney Hillscamp. Firing and off the rim. No good. Rebound. Sage Luthold up. No good. Rebound on the deck. On the deck. On the deck. Picked up by Ansonia. Pass goes out to Olivia Krager. Krager feeds back here on the outside. There's Bargie on the left. Rose Bargie to Reichert. London Reichert lost the ball, and Carly Niekamp comes up with it for the Lady Indians. Outside to McKenna Hillscamp. On the left it goes to Cameron Mollenkamp. Cameron dribbling, stopping, threw it away. London Reichert stole it away as Cameron tried to hit Carly Niekamp. Couldn't do so. Down it goes. Up and no good by Ansonia. Rebound Cameron Mollenkamp. Nope. Knocked loose from her, and Ansonia comes up with the ball. Over on the right. Shot's no good, and a foul's on Fort Recovery as it looked like Olivia Krager was fouled in the act of shooting. She'll be at the line for two.
Fouls on the Indians. Carly Niekamp, her fourth, team second.
Number four on Carly. Indians have this game, though, well in hand, 51-31 with 2 minutes to go. Free throws no good. Free throws no good by Olivia Krager. She'll have one more. Bounces the basketball, lets it fly, and this one's good. Got one of two. So on the night, Krager is one out of three. Down comes Fort Recovery. I think they threw it away. Yep, they did. I don't know what happened there. McKenna Hillscamp kind of threw a wild pass. And ball is intercepted by Fort Recovery on a pass attempt by Olivia Krager way out front. McKenna Hillscamp got her hand on it. Then we ended up with a held ball, and it's going to Ansonia on the held ball alternating possession. Once again, our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor, your Case IH and Kubota dealer. That's, of course, Hall Brothers Incorporated, Fort Recovery, Ohio. 1:47 to go in this game, and the Indians are going to wrap up their third win of the year. Nice to get back on the winning track. It's been a while since we won one. Ball is loose. Picked up by Reichert over on the right side. Passes, inside pass is broken up by Carly Niekamp, and Callie Wendell ends up with the basketball. On the left side to Carly Niekamp. Niekamp dribbling and has this nice steal by Reichert. Down she comes. She missed a shot underneath, and there's a collision. And Cameron Mollenkamp got knocked on the deck, and a foul's called on Bailey Schmidt, and I think that's it for her. Yep, Bailey Schmidt fouls out of the game. That was a no-doubter foul. Indians will have the ball underneath the Ansonia basket. We'll be back here Thursday to bring you the Delta St. John's Fort Recovery girls game. Racing down. And ball is knocked loose. With the ball there for the Lady Indians was Maddie Shaneline, who's in the game now. Whole bunch of new people in the game. Here's a shot up and good by Ansonia. Olivia Krager scoring. And Shaneline with the ball. Whoops, might have been over and back there, not called by the official. Emma Schmitz is in the game. We've got Ivy Toby's in the game. Cadence Eber is in the game for Fort Recovery. I might be missing somebody. It's all new lineup here. 45 seconds to go in the contest. Left side for Ansonia, back outside. On the right to Alexis Moody. Here's a shot up and good. Moody's scoring. That's her first varsity point. And here's the ball stolen by Ansonia. Back outside. Shots up, no good. Rebound comes down to Ansonia. Back outside it goes. With the ball there is Lydia Hahn. Puts it up, no good. Rebound battled for and got a jump ball. Held ball. Fort Recovery will get the possession. 11 seconds left in the game. 51-36 is the score. Back out to Toby. Whoops, there's a collision and a foul called on Kylie Caldwell. That's going to be your game. Time's going to run out. Final score, 51 for the Lady Indians, 36 for the Ansonia Tigers. Fort Recovery improves to 3-8 on the year. The Tigers drop to 6-7 on the campaign. We'll wrap it up right after we pause for this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. January is National Bath Safety Month. Now is the perfect time to learn more about what we can do to take precautions in one of the most dangerous, frequently visited rooms in the house. Let our experienced customer service specialists at Kalp Pharmacy assist you or your loved ones with product suggestions for a home bathroom to increase safety, comfort, convenience, livability for everyone. The Kalp Pharmacy showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to someone in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Gavin Tobin with Fort Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with your neighbors to help solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got unique solutions. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hull Brothers and Ford Recovery sells and services Case IH and Kubota farm equipment. We back up everything we sell and other brands of farm equipment. And that's where you come in. We need diesel technicians, combine and harvest technicians, and equipment set up. At Hull Brothers, we'll give you very competitive pay, great benefits, and paid training. Starting pay is based on experience. You ought to consider joining the Hull Brothers team in Fort Recovery, serving the area's farmers since 1896.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Ohio's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Okay, here we go with the final stats of the game. Again, the final score, 51-36. Indians led all the way. Well, they actually trailed a little bit early on as Ansonia started out with a full-court press, and the Indians had some trouble maneuvering that for a while, but they finally got things settled down. Led 17-7 at the first quarter. Indians led 31-12 at halftime. Led 41-21 after three in the final. 51-36, Indians by 15 over Ansonia. Again, the Indians go to 3-8 on the year. Ansonia drops to 6-7. Fort Recovery was led tonight by Carly Niekamp with 14. McKenna Hillscamp had 14. 13 for Callie Wendell. 10 for Sage Luthold. So 4 in double figures for the Lady Indians. Nobody else was able to score, though, in the game for Ansonia. And officially, I have Rose Bargey with 11, followed by London Reichert with 8 points, 6 points for Gabby Leeper, 5 points for Olivia Krager, 3 points for Bailey Schmidt, 2 points for Olivia Schmidtmeyer, and 2 points for Alexis Moody. In the reserve game, it was the Indians losing to Ansonia 27-19. They only played 2 quarters. Fort Recovery was led by Sophie Guggenbiller with 6 and Bryn Willman with 6. Cameron Mullenkamp had 3. Ivy Toby and Cadence Eber both had 2 points apiece. For Ansonia, they were led by Lydia Hahn with 8. Alexis Moody with 7. Sophia Altman with 6. 5 for Olivia Schmidtmeyer and 2 for Kylie Caldwell in the reserve game. Once again, we'll be back here on Thursday as Fort Recovery will take on the Delphi St. John's Lady Blue Jays for a conference matchup. We invite you to tune in for the broadcast. Thanks to Eric Catterly, our studio producer at the radio station. For our fine sponsors, I'm Rob Weaver saying good night from the Fortside Fieldhouse.
been listening to Fort Recovery Indians basketball on J Country 101 Radio. Tonight's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the J Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio.